And welcome back to the Cinemania World Podcast, everyone. My name is Dwayne, and today we have another episode of the Cinemania Live Show. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Hannah Louise. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, Hannah? What you doing?
Girl, nothing.
Where you been at?
Where you been at?
Fuck. Listen, man, this is like the most stressful time of my life. This has been a disaster.
I cannot imagine. Truly.
A disaster. Everybody's beefing, fighting, screaming. Everything is expensive.
Well, yes.
Golly. Oh, man. So I'm putting it into my brain that I don't know if I'm doing San Diego this year. I don't know. So I'm doing these crazy ass shifts at work, you know, because I'm preparing to, like, what is the term hitched? What is the term? Is it hitched? I think it's hitched.
Yeah.
All right. I'm preparing to be hitched for the third time in my life. I'm just joking. It's my first time.
Chilling.
I'm about to say, why'd you low-key sound? That's like the most concerned I've ever heard you sound. No, don't worry.
I've known you a long time now.
Yeah. So what's going on with you? What's happening? What you been doing?
What have I been doing?
Snap!
Nothing
here we go.
Exciting.
Think about that beef from last week, huh?
Girl, I had other things going on.
What you mean you had other? No, you didn't, Hannah. Like,
I did. I fully did.
Okay, but like what?
Let me think of something.
I know the answer. I'm just trying to see if you're trying to go there, you know?
Wait, what is the answer?
Oh, I don't know. Larry dropped your tea in the chat, right? Didn't he?
About what?
About old boy.
Oh. Well, yes. I was thinking more of like movies or something.
I know. Well, I was too, and then like I don't know.
What's been going on?
You've been slacking. What happened here?
No, actually, nothing? I watched four movies.
What you watched?
Last week. So I watched Challengers again. I mean, obviously.
That don't count though. What you doing?
I watched Challengers again. I watched that Harry Styles fanfic movie.
What are we doing, Hannah? What are we doing? Really, like, the audience is expecting, you know, to have some knowledge on what's been going on, and you just talking about fanfics and Challengers for the fourth time. Then what does that benefit? Who does that benefit?
A lot of people are liking it, the fanfic movie.
Okay.
It was good. I watched it. It was a 3-star. I had fun. Anyway, the soundtrack is banging. The fake boy band, the Welcome Back One Direction, basically. Anyway, you won't get it. You won't get it.
Oh man.
I watched Snack Shack. That was really fucking good. I watched it for Gabriel LaBelle, and then walked out and was like, oh my god, this movie's like actually excellent. Nick Robinson's in it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, by the way, when he showed up on screen. I was like, oh my god, missed him. Love seeing him and stuff. Excellent. I watched Love Lies Bleeding. I didn't love it like I thought I would.
Oh, so you didn't go crazy for that end, that ridiculous ending?
No, I didn't get it.
Oh my god, I am shooketh. I thought you'd be like, you like weird, crazy shit like that.
I do, but so I like
was
weird,
I thought you
stuff.
Was going to be into that.
I do, but I like weird, crazy stuff where I can actually, like, think about it and, like, come up with my own, like, meaning.
No, I thought it was getting too out of hand, you know, with what you were telling me what the story was. The story, I don't want to say it was grounded, but, like, every time they kept going to these, like, hulking spots, I was like, I don't know what. Happening
that didn't bother me. I was just, the thing is when I was watching it didn't bother me, but then when we got to the ending and it didn't really like amount to anything other than like her getting gigantic, which is the part that I don't understand.
I don't get it.
It felt like it never really like came together for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And also the relationship felt very like rushed. So I'd never really bought into the romance all that much and why Lou would like protect what's her name? Like she was. That didn't really make any sense to me. I was like, you just met her and now you're like covering up murder for her. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I thought the thing in the movie that entertained me the most was Dave Franco's jaw just like
flopping all over the place. That shit was nuts. I love me a gruesome like death. You know? That shit was crazy.
That made me giggle.
Giggle? What?
It was so funny. Okay. When it happened, I was like, ew, gross. But then they just kept, like, showing it, like, just flopping around. Now it kept making me laugh.
Ew, what is your problem?
I'm sorry. Also, I love Dave Franco.
I love him, too. I liked him in it.
Yeah.
I like the movie. I just, like, I don't want to be the one of those guys who's like, what is this ridiculous shit? But, sometimes it just goes too out of, you know, it goes too overboard for me. And I was like, I was really into it too. That's why, I don't know. I was really into it. And then I hate that feeling when it's like, it doesn't end on a really good note. And I was like, you know.
So. I love Kristen Stewart though. I think that she should do like comedy more often.
Yeah. You like Old Girl?
No, I liked her a lot too.
Katie M. O'Brien. I thought she was great.
I don't know why in my mind, I didn't watch like any trailers for it. I just saw like the promotion because I don't watch trailers my own anymore. I watch them in the theater and I never got a trailer in the theater for it. Mm-hmm. So, I thought that Kristen Stewart was the crazy one.
What?
So when I was watching it and like Kristen Stewart was supposed to be like the normal one, I was like, oh, I guess normal in like brackets, not really, but yeah, when Katie O'Brien was, because I thought that Kristen Stewart like corrupted Katie O'Brien or something, I don't know.
Bro, are you okay? Oh shit, not my phone calling me out. I get it, you know, I just, for some reason, when I did see the trailer in theaters for the movie, I thought I was gonna like come out just raving about it, and I was like, I really liked it. But then I mean, I just, when you end on a bad note, it's really hard to like think about the good stuff.
Yeah,
you know, for me it's like that ending is always like, you know, even the divisive ones, like I don't know, because I'll tell you what, like Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes ends on like a little bit of a divisive kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And I like that, you know, it's like, I don't know what's going on. And I like it. I'm, it's pretty much because, you know, they're going to like, they're setting up for another one. And it did really well this weekend. So I'm guessing obviously it's going to get made. But I like the way it ends. It's like very, it's not so like sunshines and rainbows. It's kind of like a bleak ending a little bit.
Maybe that's kind of like a West Ball thing.
Yeah.
I remember all of his Maze Runner movies had like endings that people did not like.
Mm-hmm. I hear he's like on a rampage for people who didn't like the movie.
Really?
Or on like social media. Yeah. Ooh. That's what I hear. I don't know. Well,
I'm just saying, Matt Reeves would never.
See what I'm saying? You're not going to like this. I bet you. You're not going to like this, bro.
I'm not going to like it?
I don't think so, bro. I don't know. Aww. It doesn't seem like it's... I don't know, man. I don't think you're going to vibe. I don't think you're going to vibe.
I'm excited for it. The thing is that I think Dawn and War are, like, masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that may, like, skew just a little bit when I'm watching this. Because I don't think it's going to be a masterpiece. I think I'm going to like it. But I don't think I'm going to walk out and be like, oh, my God. Change my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about it. I thought it was, I thought it was good. I thought it was really good, you know, but I didn't come out of it like I came out of, like, I don't know, Dune Part 2, Challengers, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good. I thought it was really good, you know. So that's how I am. And then we're moving on to like the next couple of movies coming out next week is Strangers Chapter 1.
before we do that, I was going to say, I like St. Maude more than I like Love Lies Bleeding.
Oh, I do too. I love St. Maude. St. Maude is that last shot. Ah, man, that's why I love movies, you know?
Do you remember how, like, we got so fucked over with that?
I love that. Yeah, it was so...
Because, okay, we got sent the screener for it, and then because the movie was still set to release, we got a screener for it, that way we could review it for the release date. I think the pandemic was already, like, in effect, but I think theaters shut down, like, right before
the release date. Yeah, it was in effect. I remember, like, I remember her sending us, like, no, she sent us one, and then it was, like, what was, like, 20 views on it. So I just sent it to all you guys to watch.
Yeah.
It was nuts. I love that. I watched it at work, too.
We watched the movie, and then it got pushed back, like, way pushed back.
Yeah. And,
like, 2 months later, 3 months later, it finally released, or got a release date. We watched it, like, way before the movie actually came out. I remember.
Yeah, because I went to go see it again in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Sam Hunt. That last shot, it's all, like, eccentric, and it's like, oh my god, wow, how uplifting. And it's like, oh, it was nuts. I love it so much. I haven't watched it in so long, but yeah, so this week we got The Strangers Chapter One, and I'm not looking forward to this, really.
I'm not either. I don't even love the first. You love the first one.
Oh, I watched it today, actually. I don't love it. At the time I did. I mean, I was younger. What was it, like 2008? Yeah, I was geeked up, you know. I was like, horror movies. I was just a little horror nut. I remember I posted my my reaction coming out of Scream 4 on Twitter. I posted, like, Scream 4 was crazy. I was like,
I think that's an appropriate reaction to Scream 4, though.
Look at this geek. Anyway, so The Strangers over the years, though, I do, like, enjoy it more than others. I get the criticisms. It's a little, like, boring in parts. I understand that. It's hard to do. My thing about isolation movies is that I feel like none of them really work unless it's super. Yeah, it's like, unless it has to be, like, super short. I mean, like, under 90 minutes. But then it's like a short film, isn't it? Because I think one movie from the pandemic, actually, that was released that I think worked, that was super, it was like 56 minutes, was Host. I thought Host was really good. And it's like, it's on location. It's at everyone's, like, you know, it's a screen life movie. Like, I don't think those need to go a longer than like an hour and a half. And that's how I feel about, like, this, you know, one location kind of movies, especially horror. I feel like it needs to be super short, because then you run out of ideas of what they can't keep banging on the door for like 90 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what Prey at Night tried. But then I just didn't like the formula of Prey at Night. I get what they were going for. I don't know. I think On Location Horror Movies, that movie that was released on Peacock for Kevin Williamson called Sick. I think that one is really good. There's a couple of gems of movies that work really well. But I understand people's criticisms of it, you know? Is that yours? You're just like, just the On Location, kind of boring?
No, I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was, like, stupid, honestly. When I watched it, I just wasn't super into it. And I've only watched it once. And I think, like, the only thing, I think it was just, like, kind of forgettable, honestly. What? I know, it's the thing that I watched it, like, years and years after it came out, and in my mind people talk about it like it's a classic and it's like the best horror movie of all time, and then I watch it and I'm like, okay, it's that kind of thing. The one thing that I remember from it that I'm like, oh yeah, this is The Strangers, it's Glenn Howerton's death, because it's crazy with the shotgun.
Oh, the shotgun? Oh, yeah. And the prosthetics for it is great, too, when they do a nice close-up.
Shit is crazy.
I get so upset at that scene, because I'm like, it could really just have been avoided had you just wait a millisecond. Yes.
What I mean by it's kind of stupid. Like, yeah, none of the characters in it, like, really make me want to root for them.
I just like the idea of isolation and the idea of normalcy being kind of fucked up. Like, you coming from a wedding reception, and like you get terrorized by these people. Like I don't know, I like that. Like that's why I like intimate movies, horror movies like Vacancy does that really well, but at least they have more ground to play with because it's like an entire motel.
Well, you know, if we want to bring it back to Strangers Chapter 1 or whatever, you talking about that's why you like the movie, they're taking that away from the movie.
Which
the
one?
The point of Strangers Chapter 1, I guess, is to like explain who they are and why they're doing this. And I'm like, the whole point of why then people love that first Strangers movie is because they're strangers. You don't know who they are. That's the whole like thing that makes it like scary is that they have no reason. They just want to do it. And now they're like, we got to know who they are. We got to know why they want to. Da-da-da. Now you're taking the whole niche away.
It's one of those things, too, where it's like, now they're going to explain who Tamron is. I'm like, that is like, why? Who's like, it's like their mother or something like that? It's going to be something ridiculous. I know it. It's going to be something crazy. And I don't want that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. They keep trying with this Strangers. I mean.
Also, why do we need a trilogy?
Yeah, I think that's a horrible idea. Horrible.
What are you going to do? Watch them terrorize them for
3 movies.
A night and 3 movies?
Watch this movie not pan out as well as they thought, and then they got to cancel it like The Exorcist. You know?
Did they film the other ones?
The Exorcist Believer? Or
no.
I have no idea.
The Strangers.
Yeah, I have no idea. None. Zilch. Zilch idea. But, all right. You know what? Let's hop in because we got to do a shorter show. I know I say that all the time. But let's hop into the mailbag while we have a chance. Hannah, you ready? Because remember the last time you was White Knight in that damn mailbag last week?
What did I do?
It was like, you was like, what about the mailbag? And I was like, oh shit.
Sorry.
Me and Larry was shook. Listen, okay. So, cinemania2018@outlook.com. Mailbag questions starting now. Okay, this person here says, were you guys able to see what John Watts said about Spider-Man movies? What did John Watts say? John Watts!
Yeah, what? Obviously, nothing scandalous if we didn't hear about it.
Oh, I think I know. Hold on. I'm going on Twitter. Oh, is it the swinging stuff? Basically, he said that, don't try to make... I guess someone asked him for advice about Spider-Man. And I was like, what? Why are we getting advice from John Watts about Spider-Man? Anyway, somebody asked him advice about Spider-Man, and he said, don't try to make the swinging practical. It's you know, it's just going to look really bad and, like, I don't know what he say, stiff or whatever like that. People were saying it's like a shot to the Amazing Spider-Man movies because the first movie they tried to do, like, practical swinging. Granted, it didn't really look good because... like he was like swinging on a bridge and it was like he just like had no momentum. It was weird. I understand what they were going for, but I appreciate the, you know, I love practical stuff. Like, you know, that new Alien movie, Fede Alvarez said, you know, most of it is practical, which I think is great. But some things like Spider-Man, I don't know. I feel like it's so outlandish to where I don't want to see you try. Just, you know. Let's get some CG on there. But my only thing about his comment that I saw is that he's critiquing and telling people how to do swinging scenes. And he just barely did them with Tom. Tom really doesn't have... You ever go on YouTube and, like, this doesn't really happen anymore. But, like, back in maybe, like, a couple years ago, you would see, like, those compilation videos of, like, Spider-Man best swinging scenes, and it's like all of like the movies and everybody swinging. Tom has like 2, and I was like, I feel like that's a focal point for Spider-Man that you, I feel like I would like to see on the screen. Like, you know, the Raimi movies did a bunch, Amazing Spider-Man movies did a bunch, and Tom's, he kind of does it, but not really. He did one swinging scene at the end of Far From Home. I didn't like the No Way Home one. So it was weird that he made a comment about swinging when he just didn't really, he doesn't really do much swinging scenes. Mm-hmm. But that was it, I guess.
Maybe it would make sense if he like struggled doing it as to why there's not.
Yeah, a lot. Maybe. Yeah. And I like the Far From. I really know I give hate to Far From Home, but I love that swinging scene.
It's very good.
I think it's a really good one because it's like it's a long swinging scene and he's doing everything. He's doing the web wings and he's, you know, picking up Zendaya. I thought it was cool. I thought it was fun. But I hate that No Way Home one. I think it's so badly done.
Yeah, it's edited weird. It's short.
It's dark. You can't see shit. Yeah. It's short. He doesn't really look like he's moving anywhere. He's like swinging for like 10 seconds and he's in the same spot. I said, how is that happening? But yeah, it's a weird one. I wish that was done a little better. But that No Way Home production was really tough on them. I just don't understand why it was so hard. Yeah. And that's me saying that, but then I have examples of pandemic. I know you always bring it up.
Oh, but, I forgot that was shot during the pandemic.
Wait, what?
No Way Home.
No Way Home. Yeah, but then our pandemic kind of champion as far as like shooting.
Batman.
Yeah, I mean I don't know, but
I go back and forth on it because I'm like I feel bad like comparing everything. I do to too. Batman. Because, like, obviously more people struggled than just Spider-Man, but...
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah.
Seems like Batman's, like, one of the, like, maybe three movies that made it out of the pandemic, not a mess.
You think they should have waited before doing No Way Home?
Yeah,
Until things were more clear so they can just make, like, a better... edited looking move. It's just if you watch it today, it's so awkward and like a lot of things are just people are not in the same room with each other.
It feels like
the Sandman was like forced to be the Sandman. Yeah. They're reusing shots from like Spider-Man 3 because Sandman. I know it's not a big deal with that one shot. It's just a weird. It is a weird. Sometimes it's hard to watch nowadays. I love the movie, but like sometimes those like the weird production and editing of it is so jarring today. It's so jarring. I'm like, why does everyone look so weird? I don't know. I don't know. Everyone looks uncomfortable and not together. And I wonder if it looked better if it had been produced in like I don't know 2022.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. But yeah, what do you think about that little statement right there? I thought you was gonna give me some blowback a little bit.
No, I agree. I mean, I love No Way Home, but it's not like a movie that I'm like, oh yeah, it's like a technically well-made movie. Never that. I think the draw for No Way Home is definitely just like the emotional impact of it all and like the nostalgia of it all. But it's hard to defend No Way Home on like a technical standpoint because I don't really think it exceeds at anything all that well.
And like that I watched the VFX reacts to it or whatever, something like that. And like they use the same model, the body they use, like you know when they're all running off the little thing to do this big swing, they're all running and they're the same body. It's so weird. It's like one CGI model times three, and they're all like hopping to the. You couldn't film the three of them running. I don't know. It's a weird movie. I'm glad Leo's not on this because he would have been like, but it's just some weird choices in the movie. Okay, so this person here says, Hannah and Dwayne and possibly Larry. Oh, that's funny. What did you guys think of the first look at the Superman costume? Did you see? Obviously, you saw it. Obviously,
yes.
You rocking with it? I feel like it's too much like Cavill. I don't really like that.
Honestly, I've never been like a stickler for suits. We know this. I just don't really like. And I wish if it was like Batman, I'd have something to say about it. But it's Superman, which is like a character that I don't really like. I don't follow like that. I'm not a huge like consumer of Superman media. So, and also I think it's not the actual suit. I think that's just going to be like the suit that he has on Krypton. I think the background is very like Krypton.
Yeah.
It's not Earth. For absolutely 100% it's not Earth. So, I think that's going to be his suit before he actually like has a Superman suit.
Mhm. So, our first time talking about this on the pod. I mean, I think I would have liked it if it was a little bit more brighter and more classic Superman rather than going with the modern dark really overly texture design kind of Superman. I think he looks good in it. I also don't like the idea of like I get the idea. I don't like the idea. The idea was like is making him look like the working man. He's beaten up and he's like still put on his stuff to go to work, you know, to go save people. But I would have a first look. I would have rather a full body kind of thing. Even what they did for Pattinson, where they did a little video
screen test.
Yeah, and it was like shots of the body, and you got an idea of the suit, right? This one, he's kind of like hunched over. You can only see bits and pieces of it. So I would have preferred a full body look at the suit. I'm sure we'll get one eventually, but you can't tell with the lighting and stuff. But I would have hoped for it to be more brighter in color tones and stuff, but I think it looks good in it. I'm excited to see the movie. I want to talk about something else though. I think what you just said about Superman is like, I think this is one of the reasons, one of the like things to say about Warner Brothers and the reputation they've caused for this character. Because you said you're not really into a lot of Superman media. But then I'm like, well, with other characters like Batman, Spider-Man, you know, you're not like reading their comics or anything like that or watching the animated series. You're just watching the films, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like you would have said the same thing about Batman had we not gotten the Matt Reeves film.
Honestly, yeah, probably.
Okay, so the reputation that this character has is like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's so bad, and I use you, the way my mom talks about Superman, the way my old boss used to talk about Superman. I use you guys as like a. That's how much like movies kind of sway audiences' perception of any character. That's why like it's no issue because I know Leo. We were talking about it in a group chat regarding Captain America 4, and Leo. You know, I was like, I just think he looks like a geek in this costume. And Leo's like, no, he doesn't. And I'm like, I think that's the perception of Falcon. It's just never going to be higher than what it is right now. That's the tough part about these, you know, you try to do something with these side characters now. It's like the perception of them, perception is key. And it's like you only make one shot to have like one impression. And I like Falcon, but as like the guy, I just don't think it's going to work, you know, because people are used to the other guy as the main. And it's like it's the same thing that happened with this is out of their control, but with Black Panther and stuff. It's just hard to put side characters into that limelight and tell the audience that this is the one you want to come and see now going forward. And I think that just goes to show how horribly mishandled Superman has been over the years when it comes to Warner Brothers. Because I feel like had an acclaimed director did Superman a couple years ago, I feel like you wouldn't be saying these things about Superman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the thing is, too, is that I feel like Batman, even before the Batman, had its moment with the Nolan trilogy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Superman has just never had that period. I know, like, the older Superman movies, people love those for not being great movies. They love them because they're like campy superhero, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The perception of superheroes before Spider-Man, I would say. Mm-hmm. Or before X-Men, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Blade 2 was a good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those movies definitely made people take superhero movies seriously, I think. Mm-hmm. X-Men especially, I think, is when superhero media started to steer more towards that route than campy, silly, you know, Clark Kent fixing his freaking tie and putting on the glasses and posing mm-hmm. and being like, oh, I'm Superman, that kind of thing. So Superman just never had that moment. And I think Man of Steel tried to be that moment, which is why Nolan has like a story credit on that movie. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, a lot of people forget that. And why they got a director like Zack Snyder, who is like very like dark and serious. And then obviously that came out to like middling results. I know people love Man of Steel. A lot of people hate Man of Steel. Mm-hmm. And they could have followed that up with a better movie than Man of Steel. And I think gotten it on the right path of people being like, oh, wait, no, I am into this. Maybe if they like doubled down on Man of Steel and really committed to that being a trilogy and had that one idea, but then things got messy at Warner Bros. And a million people had their paws on Superman and Cavill's interpretation of the character. And we never got that. And it seemed like a million different ideas now where we ended up. So for James Gunn to come back with another new idea, and the last we knew of Superman was, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I also think that's why it was a smart idea to start over with Superman and do like a whole new one and a whole new character. But even though he's still doing the weird stuff that they try to do, the new regime of Warner Brothers, before he took over and trying to keep certain things, I think it's still going to confuse people. But I mean, I think it was this good idea to start over with Superman because I like Henry Cavill Superman. I liked him, but I just feel like it was over and done at a certain point to where the audience was just never going to be. They lost faith in the studio. And they lost faith in this iteration of the character. And it goes to show, because I think that's why a lot of people responded to the Batman so well, is because it's a brand new character, nothing to do with the studio, and it's a brand new look, you know, not Zack Snyder's look, you know, ideology of the character anymore, and it's a brand new take. So I'm hoping that has the same effect next year when it comes to... I'm hoping James Gunn's name alone, like Matt Reeves' name alone, I'm hoping that gets a big kick in the audience to show this is a brand new iteration and we're starting over with this character. So love it. Because that's a really tough task to make a character, to make an audience love a character again.
Yeah.
That is tough. And it's like, I feel like other characters, like when you talk about Spider-Man, it's like, Of course, like a lot of older people love, like us too, but a lot of older people who grew up with the Tobey Maguire, at the end of the day, they were still showing up for the character Spider-Man. Because I feel like at the end of the day, even with The Amazing Spider-Man 2, even though I love that movie, but even with that movie, I feel like there was still enough love for the character that people were gonna show up to the next one. So the change was needed it sucks, but the change was needed from Andrew Garfield to Tom Holland. And that was responded well, especially being connected to the MCU at a time where it was like scorching white hot, you know, that helped that character. The Spider-Verse movies definitely helped the character, the character of Spider-Man. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Superman. Superman doesn't even have like a big game out to like try to get some perception back, because they don't want to make they don't even want to do that. They hate this character. I don't understand why. They don't want a game. They didn't want a movie before James Gunn took over. It's kind of nuts to me. So I don't know. All right. This person here says, when do you think we will see the first look of The Last of Us as far as a photo? And who do you think the first look will be? Will it be an older looking Ellie, or will they show the first look of Abby first before anything?
No, they're not going to show Abby until we see the show.
We were talking about that last night.
Yeah, I fully do believe we're not going to see Abby until we see the show. We kind of got like a first look, a little bit good pop pictures. They're not like very nice pictures either, but we did get to see my Ellie. Ellie and Dina, Isabella and Bella. No Bob. Very surprising to me.
Not the Bob. What do you
mean? Hair's a little long. Okay, to me, when I think of part two Ellie.
That is not a Bob. That's like a
point. The Bob. The Bob. Her little half up, half down Bob. It's everything to me. And I really wanted Bella to have her little half up, half down Bob. But
no, it looks like they're just doing the long hair.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not a big deal.
Old boy, Craig love to change some shit.
Oh yeah,
I'm surprised that they kept that damn. They're keeping the pharmacy, that whole.
Yeah, a lot of the set photos
look straight out of the video game.
It's like one for one, truly.
I guess they never really changed locations. No. You know, I think Jackson was a really good representation of the game, Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of location. I think the Boston scene looks very much like the Boston in the game. I think location wise, they're still kind of religious to what.
Yeah.
Besides, I guess maybe Bill and Fred, that whole Bill and it was Fred. Like a Fred. You know what I mean. That I think that whole was like a. I think I just watched a movie. That's why I just had a movie on. That's why. I think that's why. That's like the most thing that I remember that they changed, because he had like a whole ass town.
Yeah, he did have a whole ass town.
Yeah,
literally called Bill's Town in the game.
Yeah. So. I like the fact that they're keeping locations, and we saw the location, did we, of the house?
Yes. We did see the house, as far as we can, like, assume, because it's, like, a mansion in the middle of the snow.
It's Bill and Frank. I said Bill and Fred.
You said Bill and Fred. That made me laugh. The sets look really cool. I mean, that's to be expected. I really was just waiting for a look at Bella. So the hair was a surprise. I do think that Isabella looks a little too like glam.
I was thinking that. I feel like as a man, I shouldn't say some shit like that.
I don't know if Isabella just has like objectively like a glam face to me. And she's just so pretty. Because I don't think that she has like makeup on in the pictures. I mean, obviously there's like no makeup, but
no ponytail for her too.
Yeah, no pony, no messy bun.
You see, that's one thing about this show. I need grossness. This is not enough. Nobody ever looks gross besides the clickers and shit. I need everybody looks clean for the most part. I get it's a show, but like I want some grunge. I want some. I told you, like I love my women. You know, I love my women characters covered in blood. That damn David. I was like, why is there little spots of blood on Ellie's face? I need Ellie to be drenched. And listen, man, I just the only way they can redeem that drenchness of blood is when she's killing the fuck is the name? The girl who... Yeah, like, I want her to be drenched. She's not gonna be. This motherfucker hates blood or something. I don't know.
Needs to be brutal.
That's what I'm saying. And they need to go to the school of the, radio silence for Mom Abigail, because everybody was smothered in blood. That's what I like. That's what I like. And I think the set... they're set photos, so it doesn't mean anything. But I was like, Bella looks way too clean. This don't look like Seattle. I need some grunge and nasty. Seattle was gross in the game.
Seattle was fucking disgusting.
Seattle was nasty. And I know she stank. And I don't feel that from the said photos. I don't know, man.
obviously things translate different on screen, and you know.
Yeah, no.
I will say, a lot of people were like, I don't know what they're filming. I know exactly what they're filming. A lot of people are questioning if Joel's actually dead or what's going on. Joel's dead as fuck. Ellie's wearing Joel's jacket in those pictures.
Chill, Hannah. Don't know that.
I'm just saying.
I didn't even realize that. Where's the photos now?
I'll send it to you.
Oh, man. I didn't even peep.
Ellie's definitely wearing Joel's jacket in those pictures.
So that's gonna be a thing, huh? What in the game? Ellie does she wear his jacket a lot?
Yeah.
In Seattle, she does.
Yeah.
Why am I blanking? You know what? Because I just replayed it and I had her in another skin.
I sent you the pics. Right? I mean,
well,
that has to be it. Look at how big it is.
They better have that short sleeve and get up. I ain't playing.
Yep.
I ain't playing. And I do think that short sleeve get up works with like short hair.
I will say, you know, a lot of people were questioning if they were going to make Bella look a little older because they did pull off 14 very well. Mm-hmm. I do think that they present older in these pictures. I think the hair, the long hair is doing
a lot.
But
not much though. I mean,
but if you look at
Bella,
a
14-year-old, is so baby faced and though, it's tough.
If you look at a 14-year-old and an 18-year-old, there's not really a lot of difference.
Well, maybe because they made like Ellie look like a damn 35-year-old in part 2. Maybe that's why she kind of does.
Ellie, there's a
she looks like a smoked up.
They took a lot of liberties with taking a 14-year-old and turning her into an 18-year-old.
Now, I don't know. Maybe it's the stress, but maybe that's just why I'm not like, because Bella did. I mean, not Bella. Ellie did look really old in like part 2.
They took a lot of liberties. The way I'm thinking of it is when my brother was 14 and he's about to be 19 soon. He doesn't really look all that different.
I think you're right. Sometimes I lose perspective of Ellie's age because again, she looks like a 29-year-old in part 2. You think 20 years went by after like the first game. And it's not. It's like 4, 5.
Yeah.
You know. All right. So.
But, yeah, I do think that they pull older. I believe that they're 19 here. I do know exactly what they're filming. A lot of people have asked what they're filming. They're definitely filming Seattle Day 1 here.
Of course. Yeah, it looks way too calm for it to be Seattle Day 1. That's what I thought when I saw it, too.
I think because they're just strolling around talking.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't thinking also they have Shimmer in these pictures. They're on horse.
Yeah.
This has to be Seattle Day 1 before their WLF interaction.
Before like it was such a nice, calm atmosphere. You're riding along. They're talking about dinner and where they're going to shack up. And then boom. It's nuts.
Shimmer take cover.
Oh, man. It's nuts. That whole scene is just great. The aftermath, but it just happens when villains make fun. Yeah, make villains make dumb decisions though. Like, why aren't you just killing her right here? Who gives a fuck? And then, you know, it's
a lot of people also seem to forget. Like the WLF, they are the villains, and I guess sort of kind of everyone's villain in Last of Us too, but. When you're playing that moment, like the WLF are the villains, but like once you go and play as Abby and meet a lot of the WLF, they are
they're good people. I do think it was a really dumb decision to leave Ellie alive after you see her visceral reaction. You think she's not gonna look for you? I mean, brother.
Yeah.
I would have just got everybody who saw is getting wiped. I mean, everybody, you know what I mean? Like Tommy, Ellie. Yeah.
At the end of the day,
no disrespect.
Abby's the one that made that decision. At the end of the day,
she has a little bit of a heart, and that was their way of saying she has a little bit of a heart because she wants what she wants, and that's it. But I mean, look at the way this girl is reacting, and she's saying first of all, you saw her with a blicky when she walked in. Second of all, she pulls out a knife and starts swiping everybody around. This girl is nuts. So in that 5 minutes, I would have established that this girl is nuts. We have to make a decision, Abby. You know, so I was feeling homeboy who was like, let's fucking kill her. I was like, yeah, dude. I mean, because she's, look at her. She's nuts. She, yeah. She's like, she's 19, looking 35. She's stressed out, gray hair already. She's radical. And like,
yeah.
I don't know. I would have, I mean, no disrespect, but yeah, anybody, I feel, but of course, for the sake of storytelling and the game, gotta leave them alive, you know, so. Oh man, The Last of Us. Man, I feel like it's been too long without the show too. The hell are we doing?
It's only been a year.
I know, it's bullshit.
A year and some change. I think they have said that they're gonna do a Q1 2025 for release.
So. That makes a lot of sense because of the set photos. By the time these are, it seems like they'll be done filming soon.
I think they're supposed to be done before the end of the summer.
Yeah. So, next year looks. Because the thing is
7 episodes.
The thing about TV is that I get you don't really. You can I've heard of TV shows that edit as the series is going on. Mm-hmm. So. As long as you get that first episode kind of down pat, I think you're all right.
I mean, you got to think about it, too.
First two, three, four.
The post-production of season one didn't take all that long.
Yeah.
The filming is what took fucking forever with the first season. They filmed that for a year. We're doing, 4 months?
Yeah.
Of season two.
Yeah. So, oh, man. I really, if I'm hoping for a first look, I would love to see. I think you have to show Caitlyn.
Oh, we got way too far away from the actual question. You want to see Caitlyn? You don't want.
I really do. Know? Yeah. And because I feel like we were hard on the decision, but I feel like rightfully so. But I'm always up to like being proven wrong.
So am I. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always up to be like, oh, she looks great. Caitlyn, you know.
I want to be excited about this. I love Caitlyn Dever, and like. If we put everything else aside, Caitlyn Dever's a great casting. It's for anything when you put her in something. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think we were fair when we, you know, criticized the casting. I don't think that we were being, like, unreasonable.
No, I do too. 100%. I still feel what I felt about the casting. I think it was ridiculous. Everything you felt was valid. Everything, you know, I said... Like, I cannot take, I think she's such a, like, I don't even know how to phrase it, but I just can't take her serious as the character. And I hope I'm proven wrong because Abby's like a big, visceral character. Like, you know, like, it's just very visceral, she invokes a reaction. And I don't think when Caitlyn, you know, walks into a room, I don't think she invokes the reaction like, you know, Abby invokes.
Yeah.
Big ass arms and shoulder traps.
If you watch like playthroughs of the game, when you're first introduced to Abby, the immediate thing everyone says is, oh my God, she's jacked.
Like who is this? Especially because they don't take even like, they show the, okay, so they show her in her tank top, but it's like, it's when she's in front of Joel. It's when you're like, when she takes off the jacket and the hat and it's, I don't get that reaction. I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to see.
Yeah. I'm excited. At the end of the day, it's the last one, so I'm excited. But
Somebody also, I saw this comment. It was a weird comment. They was like, what if they put prosthetics on Caitlyn's arms?
That.
I was like, at that point, why didn't you just cast the fucking God, why is this so hard? At that point, if you're doing all this, then just it's like when I love Christian Bale, but it's like Vice, brother. Ugh. I mean, I don't know. it's weird. I feel like you can find 1,000 people who look like that and who are great.
Well, you know, the thing is too, is with these set photos, going back to just the set photos. A lot of people, when Caitlyn was cast, they were defending the casting by, this is going to be, like, before Joel. So when Abby was, like, a kid. she's mm-hmm. going to be playing Abby as like a 15, 16 year old. So she doesn't have to get buff. Obviously, these set photos are telling a different story right now. We are.
And why would they do that?
Yeah. We are post Joel. Abby needs to be jacked.
Yeah. And like imposing and check and big and, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, Craig, all I ask is that you give me that damn Rat King. Switch some decisions around.
I don't know if we're going to be doing that this season. I think. Season
2.
I don't know what the structure is yet. I have no fucking idea. I won't know until we do get like a set photo of Abby. I could tell you then, I can tell you bar for bar what they're fucking doing just by those three photos, right?
All I ask is that I feel like, okay, you saw Evil Dead Rise, right?
Yeah.
That shit at the end was practical. So I'm not saying, I think it's ridiculous to try to do a big, gigantic Rat King, but you can do a smaller, bigger, but like instead of girls, you know, because it was like, yeah. You know, it was like three small girls as like the little beast or whatever at the end. Just get some fellas, get some, you know, contortion fellas, let them clump up a little bit, put some prosthetics on them.
Well, they tried to do the bloater practical. They made a whole suit for it. But
yeah, that's what I'm. Listen, man, I need my Rat King. Oh no. I cannot wait to see the stalkers too. I love me them stalkers.
I know, because they didn't do it in season one. No stalkers.
Actually, they did. What was the one that attacks Ashley Johnson? Was that stalker or a runner?
I think that's a stalker. I'm just kidding. They did do a stalker in Left Behind also.
Yeah, and the first one, and the first episode, the one that kisses Tess.
That does look stalker.
Because he had the half clicker, half regular, so that those are the stalkers. So, all right. So I got my stalkers. I need more. I don't know.
You know, I need them to be like too. Scary though.
Yeah, I like that little contortionist in that episode. That was nuts. Yeah. Well, that was fucking nuts.
Whenever I get to the section of the game, I think you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the office with Ellie.
Yo, do you know what I do when I get to that section?
Makes me like pee. It's so scary.
That is, and I usually like, I'm fine with horror in video games for the most part. Resident Evil, especially Biohazard, is fucked. And that there was some sections where I was like, I can't fucking do this, you know? And then like Resident Evil Village with the fucking, I don't know, the big ass baby. I couldn't do it. I can't do this right now. So. Never in The Last of Us was I ever scared of anything. The Rat King, I just throw some bombs at you. You know, the thing that comes out of the Rat King before you finish that off.
Oh, yeah,
he's kind of annoying and he's running around getting you too, but it's easy to track when there's some light. Brother, that office, even the hotel is easy for me. The hotel, you know, when they first, when Abby is doing the stalkers. Is she trying to get a mask? Even the hotel's easy for me. That's fine, okay? Because I just throw some bricks around. They go to the bricks, and I, bah, you know, well, I get, you know.
Like, you're in the light.
Sure.
The whole thing there is just trying to get out of the hotel.
Right. Brother, let me tell you something. That office, when I know it's coming, and that shot of, like, the little thing is like looking at you. He's like peeking around the corner.
You're in the bathroom. Yeah. Going to get loot, and Ellie hears something behind you. You turn around, her flashlight turns. You just see them run by.
And then you can't use your hearing on them.
Nope.
And it's fucking bullshit. So what I do in that scene, I know how to get to the other side. I just book it. I don't even. I usually my primary weapon. And this is a tip too. If you're doing New Game Plus and like the new update for part two, turn off melee weapon damage, and you can use like a whatever as long as you want. So I got my little machete, and I book it. If something comes out of the way, I just, you know, you gotta book that. I hate that section. I hate it so much because it's so dark and you can't see it. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? You know, what's the point?
They hate us.
Oh man. All right. Last bit of questions here. Dwayne and Hannah, did you guys see the newest castings for the new Fantastic Four movie? Yeah, we got Ralph Ineson as Galactus, and we have John Malkovich was also cast. low key, I'm getting actually really excited for this Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, I'm that's really
like,
interested.
That is like the first time I said that about a Marvel movie in a long time. I think the, you know, I think there's a little bit of little faux pas in the Big Four as far as like, I wouldn't have done Old Boy from Stranger Things. It doesn't really move me.
He's the only one I'm not like sold on.
It doesn't really move me.
But
and then I was also, I don't know, for some reason, I was really kind of hoping for like the fuck you to DC if they just got Margot for Sue Storm.
Yeah.
I just really would have been like, I really would have been hyped for like, you know, gang warfare. I think that's really funny to me. But I can deal with that. But like, yeah, I'm just loving the ideas that I'm hearing about it. I love the fact that it's going to be kind of retro and it's going to be like a futuristic kind of retro. And I'm getting excited for it. And I think this casting is great for Galactus.
Yeah,
Inspired. John Malkovich, I like him too. So yeah, I'm getting kind of excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, my little friend. You got Pedro back. We back. The Pedro haters are mad. You know?
Pedro Pascal looking busy.
You think it's gonna bulk up for this?
The thing, a lot of people don't realize this. Pedro Pascal is like very broad and actually has like bigger arms. It's because he always like hasn't covered. But if you like look at any like paparazzi pictures of him with short sleeve t-shirts on, he has like he's in shape. So yeah, I think recently there's a pop picture of him and his arms are bigger than they usually are. So I think he's getting ready.
I also don't think as Reed Richards doesn't need to be a bulky guy. I mean, they cast fucking what's his face for Fan4Stick.
Krasinski. Oh no!
No, Miles Teller. Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Strong. Yeah, yeah. No disrespect to Miles Teller, but like, even the last one, the other one, Ian Grufford.
He got bigger for Top Gun Maverick than he did.
Yeah, he looked good at Top. Let me
hold on.
I was like Miles. I thought he looked great in Top Gun Maverick, but. Yeah. I don't think Pedro has to bulk up. I think those AI photos of him looking chiseled is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
He's already like a broad guy. That's what I mean by like he has like a bigger body type already.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be good. But yeah, I'm excited for Fantastic Four. I'm more excited for that than like Deadpool and Wolverine. No disrespect.
Oh, yeah. By far. Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. Sorry, everyone. I do have some things to do before work, and my congestion is going crazy. So, Hannah, let everyone know where they can follow you.
I retweeted Hannah on Twitter and watch Interview with the Vampire.
All right, everyone. You can follow me on Twitter at Cinemania94. You can follow the podcast, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Cinemania World. Thank you guys for joining us. My name is Dwayne. That was Hannah. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.